successful new ventures. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review.
New ventures are really the backbone, the growth engine of the American economy, yet we really have a fuzzy idea of how they're able to get started and take hold in markets that are dominated by large firms who are looking to protect their space.
Assistant Professor of Management Ted Waldron talks about his research and his three-part formula for success for startups.
One is the type of market segment that they initially target. They should not try to go head-to-head or go after the same consumer base directly as their more major competitors. The second thing that we're suggesting is that new ventures need to provide a complementary offering, meaning they need to do something that supplements and extends their major competitor's position.
And the third part of the formula, Waldron says, is that they should wait for fragmentation in the supply chain.
Meaning that there isn't a scenario where one company or the companies who are offering the products are doing everything from the beginning to the end of the supply chain, but instead they're letting other companies come into the fray and play supporting roles.
An example of this is Apple and the iPhone. The cell phone case manufacturer Spec found something to complement what Apple was already doing. Apple continued to focus on the hardware side of things and allowed smaller market segments, such as cases for their phone, to extend its position. The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.